I am not a slave to the moon, he said. Alex snorted. Of course you are. That is what it means to be a werewolf. But it is going to be a long night, so... She crossed her legs at the ankles and made a sweeping gesture with one hand. Please, entertain me. A light kindled in his eyes as he looked at her, something feral and hungry that made her breath catch. The corner of his mouth quirked in a grin that would have curled her toes if he was a man and not a monster. Unlock this chain, he coaxed in a low voice, and I'd be happy to entertain you, Minx, all night long, or as long as you can handle me. She drew the knife, pointed it at him, and snarled. Don't forget that killing you would please me much more than keeping you alive, Wolf. So watch your tongue. I could certainly please you with my tongue, if you wish it. Not if I cut it out first, Alex spat. Her cheeks flamed and her heart jumped into a gallop as a self-satisfied smile crept across his face. That smile said he had found a weapon that penetrated her armor, and he would use it. He threw his head back and laughed. You certainly are a violent prude, Minx. I will give you that much. Throw me a bit of that meat and I will explain why the moon does not rule me. Unless you have a better idea for something I can do with my mouth. She hacked the rabbit in half and flung the hot meat at him, then told herself to get her temper under control. He was trying to disconcert her, and she wouldn't give him the pleasure of knowing he had succeeded. I am not a prude, she said, sliding back into her seat. I'm just not attracted to dogs. He froze, the steaming rabbit halfway to his mouth, and looked at her through a haze of heat and anger. Oh, yes you are, he said. I can smell it, Minx.
You need the houseplant chopped. I chop.
Janie is the first to break the silence. If I don't end up like her when I grow up, I am going to be so disappointed. Stevie snorts. What, batshit crazy?
Yes,
Janie sighs dreamily. She hasn't really killed 27 men, has she? I ask, almost afraid of the answer. Stevie shrugs and takes a sip of her drink. I have no proof either way, except her stories never change. But I've just decided there are certain things that I'll sleep better at night not knowing. I nod. Yeah, that's true. I hear Indy's phone go off, and she groans before silencing it. Him? I ask, and Indy nods.
Sorry.
I shrug. Ash has been blowing us all up all day trying to get a hold of me. I watch Janie's phone light up. Oh, he must be desperate. Janie snorts, and I laugh softly. Janie is not the person you want to call if you wronged someone close to her. Hello? She says sweetly.
Oh my God, Ash, how are you?
Kill me.
Sunday? Oh, Sunday Sutton. Yeah, I'm familiar with her. Why?
Wren smirks, and even though I can't make out the words, I can hear Ash's voice getting louder and more frantic. Okay, seriously, Janie says in her normal voice. She won't answer you? Okay, well, here's what I would try. And you know, it might not work, but have you thought about going and fucking off? Because I feel like... She looks down at her phone in confusion. He hung up on me. How rude. You're an asshole. Wren laughs as she sips on her tea before looking at me. How are you, babe? Like, seriously.